Good day. This is the Technologist KS3 Daily Briefing for February 6, 2019. My name is Kenneth Saunders III, and thank you for listening to this podcast. Please support this podcast by 1. Listening to it on a daily basis. 2. Make sure that you are subscribing to this podcast to wherever you're listening to it, and then also sharing it with as many people as possible on your social networks. So that way that you are spreading the truth about technology. So let's go ahead and get on with this briefing. First up, Waze. Waze is owned by Google. And for those that use your navigations on your smartphone, hopefully you are familiar with Waze. One of the great features with Waze is that it is a crowdsourcing type of application. So it's really based on the traffic patterns and different notifications that you get is all done by actual users of the app. One of the advantages for some people is to avoid police checkpoints. So whether if you're driving under the influence or whatnot, or if you're just trying to get around a checkpoint, if you're trying to get back home quicker instead of having to be checked and be in a long line for half an hour, it's pretty useful. Well, the New York Police Department sent a cease and desist letter to Google telling them that they need to stop implementing that feature, and that way that they can do their job by catching people who are under the influence. Now, here's the thing. While it may sound good that if Google removes it, that they're no longer helping out potential criminals, I didn't realize actually driving, I'm not condoning drunk driving at all. I'm not. But if a person is sober enough to use Waze to avoid a checkpoint, then they're probably really not that sober. They're probably not that drunk. but the thing is that this is something that gets in a framework of constitutionally, should Google actually stop this feature? While it is helpful for people for this, well, the police department, in some sense, has a point, but I think they're really on shaky legal grounds with this. And unless there's a statute or something that says specifically that Google needs to remove it, because if they do, they're assisting with criminal activity. I don't know. That's shaky ground there, in my opinion. But next up, we actually have something that is very troublesome, is actually if you use some travel apps, it's actually been discovered by TechCrunch, the TechCrunch investigation, that there are some apps that are out there that are using Glassbox in order to record their users' activity on their apps. Fortunately, Glassbox is also something that can be used to not only track the activity on the app, but then also to record some sensitive information. And so it was found that using apps like Air Canada, Expedia, Hotels.com, and even some retail apps such as Abercrombie & Fitch and Hollister that use Glassbox, they have the capability of actually recording absolutely everything that you do on the app. And it doesn't matter if you use an iOS version or Android version. So this comes up to another situation where it's, hey, we're discussing about privacy and security. And how can we trust these companies to actually do the right thing? Now, there are some beneficial things for them to be able to record, particularly just to make the app better and seeing on how they can make the improvements. But to record users' information, that's taking it too far. And so there really needs to be more of a lockdown, particularly on the guidelines for Apple and Google to make sure that if they are using third-party development tools that will record and take analytics, that they have to set boundaries on exactly what data they can collect. Because right now, big data is huge. It's been like that for years. That's the reason why Google is so big. And that's one of the reasons why I don't recommend Android to anybody, because again, you are not Google's customers. And so there, it's all about being able to collect as much information about the users as possible, so they can sell you, basically. But speaking of selling, next up is something that affects me directly and for a whole lot of people, actually, that are podcast content creators. So I use the platform Anchor, and Anchor is a great platform. You probably heard the advertisement before the beginning of this podcast. Is that Spotify just acquired Anchor. And so like the other day, they bought Gimlet Media, and Spotify is really trying to add more content to make it easier for their users to be able to justify the premium cost of subscribing to Spotify. But now, according to the email that I got, is that there aren't supposed to be a whole lot of changes that happen to it and whatnot. And we'll see. Hopefully that they will actually add new tools that will remain free and that there's no charge. Not what I'm actually afraid of, what will happen, eventually will happen as the case, is that it's free right now, but then, of course, they will form into like every other company and start charging for features. But as long as I can talk to you all, at least I have my ways. So follow me on all the different podcasts that I am distributing to. That way that you will still continue to stay in contact with me. Next up, when it comes to leaks, this is something I definitely want to discuss, because part of the excitement, or well, not excitement, but really the fake excitement that happens in the tech industry, is that everybody, it seems like everybody has to know everything beforehand. And that's one of the reasons why I don't listen to rumors a whole lot, simply because whenever a product is announced, I want to be able to base it off of my own first impressions instead of the impression off of what a leaker may say or form their opinion about that leak or about that rumor. And part of the problem, because we have the Mobile World Conference that's about Congress that's about to come out and later on this month, where you have phones from Sony and Nokia and Samsung and LG all coming out. So if you read a lot of the tech news out there, you'll see that that part of the of what is coming out is a whole bunch of smartphones with a whole bunch of camera lenses. So here's the thing, and I'm going to qualify for this, so I want you to think about this intelligently. When you start reading about all these phones coming out with multiple cameras, they don't know what they're talking about, because they're not necessarily telling you everything, because a lens is not just a camera. It's a lens system, so you have different lenses in one camera. That's all it is. So it's not just a single camera. Let's just go ahead and get that out of the way. But the whole point of it is that try to not look, read, listen, watch about rumors that are happening, that may happen. So that way that you don't get a false sense of expectation and get excited about what's actually announced. And that way that you can really appreciate the technology that these manufacturers are working so hard to push out. And speaking of, what's really great is that Microsoft, with their developer conference, which is called Microsoft Build, they're going to have that on May 6th this year up in Seattle. Again, this is the second year in a row that they've had it up in Seattle. And this is not about leaks, but this is about anticipation. Build has always been, for the past several years, the conference that they've released updates on Windows 10. So this year is going to be the same thing. And it's going to be pretty exciting on the direction that Microsoft will go with Windows 10. So make sure that, and you'll definitely hear me talk about it as it comes closer to that date. But May, June area, that's developer conference time. And it's a really exciting time. So make sure that you pay attention to that. And then also, if you are in the market for Tesla, for instance, Tesla announced that they have reduced the price of their Model 3 car. And so they reduced it by $1,100. And so the price before all the savings and stuff like that is $42,900. But it's getting closer and closer to that magic $35,000 mark. So I guess dealing with the economies of scale, that more people are buying it, the easier it is for them to reduce the price. So go ahead, everybody, keep buying those Teslas. But this is long enough, and I know that I want you all to continue on with the exciting days that you have. So this ends the daily briefing for it's February 6, 2019. Again, my name is Kenneth Saunders III. I'd like to thank you for listening to this podcast, and please support me as well by going to patreon.com/KS3Tech, and make sure that you make a donation so I can continue creating this podcast on a daily basis for you. So everyone, have a great day. Are you currently listening to this podcast in traffic, wishing that you were somewhere else? Perhaps you want to go to the beach, or perhaps you may want to climb a mountain. Well, either case, visit gosotravel.com and book your next vacation. That is gosotravel.com.